course, People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam Law Firm.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pier, since 1881.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And we're doing that on a Friday morning this morning here on KGFX. And joining me in studio this morning is Abby Edwardson with the Rollins Library here with the city of Pier. Abby, what is going on with the library on this fine Friday morning?
Good morning, Scott. So we have a lot going on in September. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month all month long. Library Card Sign-Up Month is a national event that tries to get everybody to participate locally to encourage library card sign-up, because libraries offer so many literacy benefits for the entire family. So if you come in and you sign up for a card during the month of September, you're going to get a free book. We have a card of books for kids and adults. You can pick one. It's yours to keep. And then you'll also get a 3D printed bookmark if you come in and renew your card. So we expire cards every 2 years to make sure you haven't moved and that we have current phone numbers and all of that. So there's no better time to come in and update your information, maybe update your kids' computer contracts so that they can't get on the computers. And when you do all that, we have these really cool 3D printed bookmarks to give you. So it is very easy to get a card. It's actually never been easier, thanks to all of our commissioners in the local area, because cards are free for Hughes County, Stanley County, Pier, and Fort Pier. So if you live in this area, just bring in your government-issued ID and then proof of residency, and that could be anything from a utility bill to a lease to a piece of mail. It's never been easier. It takes less than 5 minutes, and we would love to get you signed up with a library card so you can use all of the benefits that come with being a cardholder, and it is completely free.
Well, and of course, that library card really gives you that winter of the world, as I like to say, and also gives folks, you know, if there's a book that's not in your local library, but they find it within the library system,
right,
that you guys can get that to them.
Yes, more than likely we can. And if we can't, we'll look at possibly purchasing that item. We do try and meet as many patron requests as absolutely possible. Sometimes we're restricted by cost, but we do our very best to honor patron requests. And even if you don't have a library card, it's still a wonderful place to visit. You can use the computers, you can scan, print, fax, do all of those things as the walk-in services, even if you don't have a card. Having a card unlocks more opportunities for you. You can get access to the Libby app, which is the online content, and you can check out books and various materials, request items that we don't have. So having a library card is a true asset. And with Library Card Sign Up Month, we have a few activities going on to highlight the library and the importance of the local library. The first one of those events is going to be on September 18th. You're going to want to mark your calendar for this. We've got Christina Wevick coming at 6 o'clock, and she has wrote a book that is phenomenal called Someone Knows, and it is a true story of South Dakota cold cases. And she writes it in a very passionate way where she pays tribute to the victim and the family. And so this book is our common read book for 2025 at Rollins Library, where we try and get everyone to read one book about South Dakota. So come on out on September 18th, 6 o'clock, and you can meet Christina Wevick. She's going to do an author signing. That's going to be great. That's the headliner event for Library Card Sign Up Month. And then for senior citizens on September 23rd, we've got Shine coming for Lunch and Learn. So if you're not sure what SHINE is, it's senior health insurance information. So if you're on Medicaid or Medicare, or you're not sure what you need for a supplement, or you have those types of questions, SHINE is a federally funded program that will give you that information, so you're getting incredible information for free. And you can come on September 23rd at noon, bring a brown bag lunch, and listen to the seminar. Those are our two really big events that we're excited about for National Library Month. We also have some other great things happening. We have a fall festival on the 27th and a bake sale. And then we have a really cool farmstead presentation also on the 23rd at 6 o'clock. So our calendar is very full for September. We have many special events, normal events. So the best way to keep up with the library is on our website, rawlinslibrary.org, or you can find us on Facebook. And we have lots of stuff next week, too. We have Toddler Time Mondays and Wednesdays at 10, and that's story time with social play and interaction afterwards and learning. And then we've got some craft things, and we have another book discussion next Thursday, the 11th, about Frida's story. And that's through the Hospice Countryside Memory Facility. They published a book about a lady that had dementia, and it was a diary that she was writing as she was going through it. So that is this coming Thursday, the 11th at 6 o'clock. So lots of great things going on at your local library.
And if folks want to stop in at the Rawlins Library here in the city of Pierre, where are you guys physically located, and also what are the hours?
Yep, we are at 1000 East Church Street, right across from the high school there. And we're open today 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 1, and Sunday 12 to 4. And again, follow us on Facebook, check out our website, rawlinslibrary.org, and find all the latest information.
And talking with Abby Edwardson of the Rawlins Library here in Pierre. Of course, you can always check out your local library for the greatest happenings.
Yes.
And of course, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yep. Thank you, and welcome to Pierre.
Absolutely. Again, Abby Edwardson with the Rawlins Library here on People in Your Neighborhood.